beginning at verse 14, we find these words according to the King James Version. It says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a great way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer." Amen. We'll stop there at verse 20. Father, we thank you once again for reading the word. So now as I go into it, Lord, I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding that I would rightly divide your word and that I would rightly apply your word. God, I pray that you touch every heart that's under my hearing right now, allowing your word to penetrate our hearts and our minds, continuing to shape and mold us and make us into the vessel that you would have us to be. After the teaching, the preaching, and the hearing of your word, help us all to be doers of your word. This I do ask in the name of Jesus, and let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
May God bless you and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. These verses and the story that we want to share with you today, amen, with the mothers and also all that are in attendance today. Amen. Subject you may have heard this somewhere. As the world turns. Sound like some of you might have heard it. As the world turns. Amen. What will tomorrow bring? Will it bring sunshine? Or will it bring rain? Will it bring rain in the morning and sun in the evening? Or sun in the morning and rain in the evening? We just don't know, do we? But know this, mothers, and to all that will hear me today, if you love the Lord, and I mean really love him, then all things that will happen in your life will be working in your favor.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. Well, the scripture puts it like this. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. As we said, we want to talk to the mothers today, and mothers have a very difficult job.
Amen.
Amen. A great responsibility. A lot of times they are mistreated. A lot of times they are underappreciated. I can't get no amen from nowhere. Well, surely the mother but mothers have a great responsibility.
Amen.
But know this, every individual that you may know of that is famous had a mother somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? Amen.
I don't care what heights they have reached and whether they have even acknowledged that they have a mother. They have a mother somewhere.
Amen.
If she's not passed on, they have a mother somewhere.
Amen.
So mothers have a great responsibility. A lot of times they are in the background. A lot of times they are overlooked. Amen. I remember my mom telling me once that she would, in her conversation with people, she would, they would refer to her as Elder Robinson's mother. Mom got to the place, she said she told her, her name is Steph. So sometimes we just attach a handle to them and we get comfortable with that handle. Amen. But mothers are to be appreciated. I'm talking about good mothers now. I know just like you have some bad dads, you got some bad mothers. But I'm talking about good mothers today. Amen. Are worthy of appreciation. They are worthy of, amen, flowers and sweet words and all of those things that we can do for them, not only on Mother's Day, but surprise them sometime. Hmm? When it's not the birthday and when it's not Mother's Day, just surprise them with something good. Amen. As the world turns.
All right.
Well, I chose that topic after reading about this person today, amen, Hagar. Because as I read about Hagar, her life was like soap operas that we look at sometimes.
Right.
Y'all know how messed up those soap operas can be. Huh?
Come on. Yeah.
Bill loves Mary, but she loves Bill's son. But his son loves Mary's stepmother. But she don't like him because she just run away and had an accident. So, I mean, we just know these soap operas, they can be twisted. They can be torn up. So, amen. But as the world turns, you got to deal with the world.
Amen.
You got to deal with what's going on.
Yeah, that's right.
As the world turns.
Amen.
Because it's going to continue to turn. Amen. And when I looked at Hagar, was a lot of drama surrounding this woman.
That's right.
Some of it was to her own making, and some of it was pushed upon her. But it was still a lot of drama in her life. Amen. We're just going to talk to you a little bit, and I hope we can encourage you, and then we're going to move on out of the way. In chapter 16 of Genesis, we are introduced to Hagar, and she is a maid of Sarai, Abram's wife, before they have the name change. So she's a servant. We are introduced to her in chapter 16 as a servant. But also in chapter 16, we are informed, or we are made aware that Abram and Sarai loses confidence in the promise of God that he would bless them with a son. And so when they lose focus on that promise, Sarai, amen, goes to Abram and says, I feel that this is what the Lord would have for you to go in with Hagar. And if you look at verse 3, I believe it is, in chapter 16, it will tell you that Sarai gave Hagar to Abram for his wife.
Yep, that's right.
Some strange stuff as the world turns.
All right.
There's a slave girl being given to the mistress's husband.
That's right.
And the husband goes in and a child is conceived.
That's right.
Now, when the child is conceived, Hagar changes her attitude. She changes from that of a servant to somewhat of an arrogant or puffed up person.
Amen.
Read the story.
Come on.
The Bible said when she found out that she was conceived, she despised her mistress. In other words, she looked at Sarai with the kind of, you can't have no children, but I can. Huh? Y'all know how people can be sometimes. Amen. She got beyond herself. She was still, you know, second in the house behind Sarah. But she assumed the first position. This is all in chapter 16.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so Sarah is very hurt by this action. And Abram tells her, look, she's your maid, do what you want to with her. So Sarah makes it hard for her. Makes it hard for Hagar. Increases the workload. Puts more responsibility on her. So much so that the Bible says Hagar runs away. I'm getting out of this house. I ain't dealing with this drama no more. Huh? As the world turns.
All right.
You got two women in the house and one man. Y'all figure that out. Tell me what kind of harmonious thoughts you have. Huh? So Hagar runs away. She says, I'm not dealing with this drama in this house. I'm not taking this kind of retribution coming from this woman. She the one gave it to her husband. See, I told you earlier, Hagar was thrust into some things that she had no control over. She didn't have no control over. And of course it sounds good to go in with the man. Just like Abram said, good idea. y'all get that for yourself. It's your damn sin. So the Bible tells us in chapter 16 that she runs away. Amen. But when she runs away, the angel of the Lord talks to her.
All right. Amen.
And says, what are you doing out here? Amen. A few weeks ago, the Lord introduced that thought to me of trying to get away. Sometimes people just want to get away. Huh? They want to get away where ain't nobody. Or at least go somewhere where I don't know nobody. So I don't have to smile, I don't have to speak. Because I don't know nobody. I don't have to do nothing. I can just walk around and look however I want to look. I don't know nobody. I don't owe nobody a smile. I don't owe nobody a good morning, good evening, good night. Don't owe nothing. Just want to get somewhere while we be bothered with nobody. Hagar was out there. The angel of the Lord said, what are you doing out here? Get up and go back and submit yourself.
All
right. See, this is what we got to learn. Amen. That even as we receive elevations in life, we still need to remain submitted to those that are in authority over us.
Yeah.
Hmm? So Hagar goes back and she submits herself. And that's in chapter 16. Then we have another, amen, several events that take place in 17, 18, 19, and 20. We won't go into them. But when we come into 21, amen, it's when God now brings to fruition his promise to Abraham and Sarah.
Amen.
Because he told them, listen, when God speaks, you can believe what the Lord says.
Amen.
Amen. Just be sure it was him speaking. It was not something you eat. Y'all understand that?
Amen.
And so God brings to fruition or brings to pass, amen, the word or the promise that he had made with Abraham and Sarah in chapter 21. And she gives birth to a child. And the child is named Isaac. So now we have one man, two women, and two boys.
That's right. Amen.
In the house. See what kind of harmonious thoughts you can get out of that. Amen. And so it seems that things were going along pretty good for a while, but Sarah looked one day and she saw Ishmael, which was Hagar's son. She saw Ishmael mocking Isaac. Yeah. In other words, we would say picking at him. And Sarah couldn't stand that. But you know what I have discovered? That sometimes when children are picking at each other, sometimes if you would just leave them alone.
Amen.
Sometimes if you just leave them alone, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Give them 2 more minutes, they'll be playing. Well, mama won't jump in there and take her son aside. Daddy gonna jump in there and say, "It's my child. You ain't doing it." Just leave him alone. But Sarah couldn't leave him alone, so she tells Abraham. She said, "Look, that woman got to go. Her and that boy, they got to go. Cause that boy, he's not gonna stay here and inherit anything that my son is gonna get." Y'all read the story. I'm just putting it in our words, huh? As the world turns. Abraham has just got word now to put his son out of the house. His wife tells him to put her out. The same woman that told him to go with the man. Listen, I was thinking in Sunday school, let me share this with you. I was thinking in Sunday school from reading God's word that sometime, honestly speaking, you and I don't know when God is speaking. If we be honest, sometimes we just don't know. Because sometimes it's some strange things. Huh? Yeah, sometimes it's some strange things that God puts before us. You know, amen, in this story with Abraham and Isaac, he tells him to take him up on the mountain and sacrifice him.
Mm-hmm.
He tells him that. That's strange. We would have said, "They ain't nothing but the devil." Tell him to go back and kill his son, "They ain't nothing but the devil." Jesus said, "I come that you might have life." We go scripture on them. But we know how God redeemed and how God changed that. Amen. But getting back to the story, Sarah told Abraham, "You got to put her out because this is not working out." The Bible said it grieved Abraham, because he didn't want to put his son. But when he consulted the Lord says, "Do what your wife said."
Yeah, that's right.
Do what Sarah says. Put the woman and the child out. Can you imagine, amen? And I was just trying to imagine how sleepless maybe Abraham was that night after receiving that word from the Lord. Amen. How he may have tossed and turned and tried to make sense out of what was going on in his life.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But amen, he was one that would hear the Lord, and he was one that would, amen, be obedient to the Lord. So the Bible says, verse 14, where we read to you today, that he got up early that morning and he got some bread and he got some water. And he called the woman. Said, "Look, you got to go. You got to leave this house." Here's this mother, Hagar, once again, tossed in a situation that was not of her making. She had been around the house just serving and doing the menial chores of a servant.
That's right.
And now she had this situation thrust upon her, creating all kinds of havoc and unrest in her life. Glory be to God. The Bible says he got up early and he took bread and a bottle of water and he gave it to Hagar, put it on her shoulder, and sent her and the child away. The Bible says she went wandering in the wilderness of Beersheba. Can you imagine, amen, the things that were going through Hagar's mind? What am I going to do now? How am I going to come out? What's going to become of my son? And so the Bible tells us in verse 15 that when the water was gone,
She set her child up under a shrub bush. And where she set him under the shrub bush, she couldn't stand to just stay right there and watch him perish. So the Bible says she went a great way off, about a bow shot. In other words, as far as an arrow would fly when an archer would shoot it out of his bow. She went that far and sat down just to see what was going to happen to her son.
Amen.
As the world turned.
Amen.
And she sits there, and the Bible says that the lad begins to cry. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But she went, amen, and she just sat down to see what was going to happen to the child. And she began to cry also, and she just lifted up her voice. I can just imagine that maybe all of the things that had transpired in the last few years began to crash down upon her. Sitting out there in the wilderness, not knowing what was going to become of her, not knowing what was going to become of her son. So sometimes, amen, in your life, all that you have left to do is just cry.
Yeah.
You cry, but there's no relief even in your shedding tears. You only shed more. Glory be to God. But she cried, and she cried. Thank you, Jesus. But then the Lord heard her cry. Amen. And heard the cry of the child. I want you to know today that you cannot go anywhere that the Lord will not hear your voice. Glory be to God. I don't care if you do get away where there's nobody but you. If you cry out, the Lord will hear your voice. Do I have a witness in here today that have been at some place and you felt like you were there all by yourself? But when you cried out, you got a word from the Lord. Can somebody tell God, thank you? No matter how far you go, you can't get away from the Lord. You see, the Psalm of David put it in these words. He says, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? If I take the wings of the morning and fly into the uttermost, he said, you are there. He says, if I make my bed in hell, you are there. In other words, he come to the conclusion that there is nowhere that I can go that the Lord is not there. And that's what I want to say to the mothers here today. Glory be to God, especially as we want to say the single parents. Because this is what Hagar ended up being, was a single parent, having to raise her child all by herself. And I know some of you out there, it get hard sometimes because the light bill, the gas bill, the furniture, glory be to God, all of these bills start coming in. And sometimes, as the old saying goes, at the end of the month, you don't have no more money. Glory be to God. But I come to encourage you today that even as the world turns, Lord have mercy, if you will call on the Lord, he will hear you right where you are. If you go to the end of the earth and hide under a bush, God will be right there. Can somebody tell the Lord, thank you? Well, the Bible says that God heard the voice of the lad. And then even God spoke to Hagar and said, what's wrong with you? Don't be afraid, because God have heard the cry of your son right where he is. Glory be to God. That's why I say you don't have to be right here inside these walls. You can be inside the walls of your home. You can be inside your automobile. You can be in your cubicle at work. You can be on your truck driving down the road. But God can hear you right where you are. If you're willing to lift up your voice and just cry unto him. Anybody ever tried that today? I said, do we have anybody here that ever tribe at the dead. You just call on the Lord right where you were. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says that God heard the land right where he was. And he told Hagar to get up and lift up the land and hold him in your hand. For I'm going to make a great nation out of him. You see, this is not the first time that God told Hagar this. He told her this before, that he was going to make a great nation out of him. But Hagar forgot, just like we forget, that God will speak to us and say, I'm going to bring you out. Glory to God. But when we get in, look like we get deeper and deeper, and we feel that God ain't going to show up. But if you would only remember that God said,
amen. Hallelujah.
God said you bring me out. Glory be to God. And there is no situation that you can get in that God can't bring you out. Amen. God told Hagar, I'm going to make a great nation out of your son. And then he opened up her eyes. Every now and then, you need to pray a prayer like this. Lord, open my eyes. Glory be to God, because I'm not seeing right. I'm seeing defeat, and I know you're a victorious God. I'm seeing being conquered, and I know you are a conquering king. I see myself being a victim, and you told me I can be victorious. So every now and then, you need to tell the Lord, open my eyes, that I can see your word. Hallelujah. Not just the print of it, but see it in my heart. See it come into pass. Glory be to God. And so the Bible said that amen, she saw a well of water. In other words, when God opens your eyes, then you will see that which you need to survive. But as long as your eyes are filled with tears, as long as you got your head held down and crying and moaning and weeping, you can't see how God's going to bring you out. But every now and then, if you would just lift up your head and lift up your eyes and say, Lord, show me, Lord, what you want me to do. I'm a living witness today that God will bring you out. Yes, he'll bring you out. Saw some water because that was what she needed at the time. Maybe you don't need water, maybe something else that you need, but whatever it is, tell God to open your eyes so you can see what it is that you need. Because as the world turns, you got to keep on keeping on. As the world turns, you got to keep on praising God. As the world turns, you got to look to the hill. When it comes to your help, and the world turns, you gotta say yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your word, and yes to your way. Because the world is gonna keep on turning. I know some of you out there that you got some drama going on in your life, and you can't quite figure it out. Every time you think your end's about to meet, Lord God, something breaks off, and it makes it that much wider. But I've got good news today, that if you hang on in that, let the world keep on turning, but you keep on looking to the hill from whence comes your help. Because all of your help, how many know about your help today? All of your help, it comes from the Lord, the creator and the sustainer of the universe. Glory be to God. As the world turns, you might have a messed up situation and don't know how you're going to come out. But if you just hang on in there, glory be to God. If you just hang on in there, God will, he'll bring you out. That she opened her eyes. God showed her the water. She got the water. And she gave it to her son. And he began to grow. And the Bible says God was with the the lad. Lord, have mercy, mothers. I know you might have to sit in the background, but when that son is up there, when he's going about his business, you can always sit back and say, that's my boy. I remember when he was sitting on my knee. I remember when I had to feed him baby food. That's my boy. No matter where he goes, no matter how high he gets, you can say, that's my boy. Can I get a witness here today? So, mother, don't be discouraged if you don't reach the heights that you think you ought to reach. If your child succeeds, that's a testimony to you right there. I said, if your child makes it, that's a testimony to you right there. Because many times I've heard people say, my mama pushed me on. I cracked the door to mama's room, and mama was praying, and I heard her call my name. So if you succeed, glory be to God, know that mama was somewhere in the background. Glory to God. Maybe she won't wave a flag, but she was down on her knees calling on the name of the Lord. And I'm a living witness today that if you call on him, he will answer her. I believe in my heart today that the prayer that my mama prayed are still being answered. Can I get a witness here today? She's gone off the scene, but her prayers that she set up, God is not a God to forget, but he remembered. And I believe God still remembers the prayer that Sally Robinson prayed for Larry Robinson. When I was a teenager, acting like teenagers do, mama was praying for me. Even as the world turned, mama was spinning with the world. But I'm so glad that she kept on praying. I'm so glad that she didn't give up on me. I'm so glad that she acknowledged again and again. That's my boy right there. That's my child. Glory be to God. And I'm thankful today. Because even as the world turns, you gotta hang on in there. Mothers? Oh, baby might not be the most famous person. She might not be the most famous daughter. But glory to God. No, you had a hand in it. Oh, the child may not see it, but you can remember when their feet were sliding under your table. You can remember when you put the plate of food down there before. Even before they got big enough to feed themselves, you were sitting down there making sure they got something. Feed them. Glory be to God. Huh? Mothers, the world going to keep on turning. Yes, you're going to have some drama. Yeah. I hope it's not as severe as Hagar going to have. She had a situation on her hand. I hope yours is not that severe, but you're going to have trauma.
Amen.
Oh my God. It's going to seem like those prayers not answered when that child go out and act crazy. You're going to be like, Lord, that ain't what I prayed for. I didn't pray for him to stay out all night. I prayed for him to come home, Lord. Did you get it? Huh? Glory to God. But know when they settle down. Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old. If you train him. Now see, training, we don't have time to really go there for a long time. But training takes in more than just saying it once. I remember when I didn't wash the dishes good. My mama took me back in the kitchen. She stood with me by the dish pan. We didn't have a sink at the dish pan. Huh? And she said, you see that right there you left on the bottom of the plate? Look at it all over. Then rub over it with your hand. You can't be feeling anything. Y'all know about cleaning. If you wipe with that dish pan, rub over it, see if that hand pick up anything. Whoop, that's something like that, didn't see it. Huh? She showed me. My mama showed me how to wax a floor. Back then, we didn't have the wax on the, we didn't have the mop on the hammer. We had the mop where you mop with, but the thing you put the wax down with, you were down here putting the wax down.
Man.
Y'all don't know nothing about that. You pouring that wax out the can, you scrubbing it like that? Huh? But she showed me. Glory to God. I know I'm clean now, look at. But mothers, as the world turns, we don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring. We get charted out at 8 o'clock, we'll get up, 9:15, we'll do this, 12:45, I gotta be there. But a wrench may get thrown into that. Everything that you plan for tomorrow, you end up doing none of it. You might wonder what's happening. Don't give up. Huh? Don't give up. Mother, don't give up. Good day to come to the Lord. Are you here today?